Macmillan Audio presents The Moor by Laurie R. King. Read for you by Jenny Sterling.
One. When I obtained a holiday from my books, I mounted my pony and made for the moor. A Book of Dartmoor. The telegram in my hand read, "Russell, need you in Devonshire. If free, take earliest train Coriton. If not free, come anyway, bring compass. Holmes." To say I was irritated would be an understatement. We had only just pulled ourselves from the mire of a difficult and emotionally draining case, and now, less than a month later, with my mind firmly turned to the work awaiting me in this, my spiritual home, Oxford, my husband and long-time partner, Sherlock Holmes, proposed with his peremptory telegram to haul me away into his world once more. With an effort, I gave my landlady's housemaid a smile, told her there was no reply. Holmes had neglected to send the address for a response, no accident on his part, and shut the door. I refused to speculate on why he wanted me, what purpose a compass would serve, or indeed what he was doing in Devon at all, since when last I had heard, he was setting off to look into an interesting little case of burglary.